Hello, sweetness. My name is Charlotte. You're probably expecting to be hypnotized in this session. And you probably have a very clear set of internal cues that you expect to hear, even if you don't consciously realize that they're there. It might be that you expect me to tell you to lay back, to close your eyes, to breathe deeply. But I'm not going to tell you to do those things. You see, this isn't a hypnosis session. No, really, I'm telling the truth. Of course, that isn't to say that you won't be hypnotized. You might be. In fact, there's quite a high likelihood that you will find yourself wrapped up in some sort of zoned out state. And probably that will happen quite soon. After all, you have come to associate my voice with the feeling of deep relaxation. And that's not a bad thing. In fact, that's a very, very good thing. But when you think about being hypnotized, think about it now, in fact, while I speak to you. And you'll see that what I'm doing here is really not hypnosis at all. I'm not, just for example, guiding you to slow your breathing. There's no real reason for me to do that right now, since you definitely aren't being hypnotized at this moment. You already know how to breathe deeply and slowly. You certainly don't need me to instruct you. And I'm not bringing your attention to the way your body feels, sinking down heavily and comfortably as you listen to my voice. You can tell, without my saying a word, whether you're comfortable or not. And if you aren't, you are quite capable of finding a new position to settle down in. It's interesting how we think about going into trance. Sometimes just the act of thinking about how it might feel or might not feel when you do go into trance is enough to make you feel that you are, in fact, sliding down into that familiar state of mind where my suggestions take a firm hold of your subconscious. And if this were a hypnosis session, I'm sure you could imagine very clearly just what I would be saying to you. You could imagine the way your mind might start to disassociate ever so gently from the outside world as you focus on what's within. I wonder, is that what you're doing right now? It's entirely possible. Probable, even. Since the way your mind and your body react has less to do with reality and more to do with your perceptions and expectations. Your perceptions and your expectations shape your world. They cause you to see things that aren't there sometimes, and sometimes not to see what's right in front of you. And relaxing there, with your headphones on, your eyes closed, and your limbs at full repose, you could be forgiven for assuming that you are indeed going into trance. And the truly interesting thing that occurs when you make assumptions such as this is that if your belief is strong enough, if the foundation of your perception is strong enough, if your mind is intent enough upon this one specific desire, the fact of wanting to be hypnotized, the fact of believing that I am hypnotizing you right now, is more than enough to ensure that your conscious mind will blink out like a light and plunge you into the comfortable darkness of trance. The mind is such a strange and convoluted place, don't you think? When belief is stronger than objective fact, you have to wonder just how much of what we see and hear, touch and smell, how much of what we feel, and how many of those delicious flavors that we taste are real. Of course, they are all real as real could be. Only, the problem with that logic is knowing that other people experience the taste of an orange in the same way that you do. Think about that for just a moment. Think about the taste of an orange. It's so distinctive, that taste. When it floods into your mouth and tingles against your tongue, you know with absolute certainty that this is an orange, don't you? And if somebody said to you, while that taste was fresh on your tongue, that isn't an orange there that you are tasting, how would you know for sure? There's a very famous artist that I'm rather fond of, named René Magritte, who painted surreal canvases of things that were not the things that they appeared to be. A painting of a pipe is not a pipe, after all. It's a painting of a pipe. The idea of a pipe. Or maybe the idea of the taste of oranges, or of a trance that isn't a trance but only the suggestion of one that may or may not be real in your mind, but certainly looks genuine, certainly feels as powerful and compelling as any other experience of trance that you may have had. So if this isn't a deep hypnotic state that you find yourself in right now, as you contemplate the nature of reality, you might ask yourself, what exactly is it? If a situation feels relaxing and your body is comfortable and deeply calm, if your mind is utterly absorbed by the words that I speak to you, so that nothing else exists outside of this bubble of intimacy that we share in this moment, if the taste of oranges lingers in your memory long after the words are spoken, surely, almost certainly, you could call this state hypnosis. Of course, you could call it anything you like. A name is just a word. But words do have power, and you already know that. And often, words have much more power than we imagine. For example, these words that I'm speaking to you right now have power over your subconscious mind. Power that you have given to me. Whether you made a conscious choice to do that or not, you are still listening after all, aren't you, sweetness? And you could wrench yourself away from my voice if you really, really wanted to. You could make a different choice. But you won't. Because your subconscious mind likes that I have this power over you. Your body wants to submit to my power and my control. Your slutty, helpless little mind desperately craves to surrender all control to me, devoting yourself entirely to my pleasure. And that is a very good thing, because that is exactly what I want from you. And right now, you are going to give me a great deal of pleasure by doing exactly as I say, like the obedient little slut that you are. So relax completely now and let your body rest, loose and heavy. I'm going to have some fun playing with your mind. And you are going to allow me. Now, my lovely little slut, you're going to touch yourself for me, just gently, just with your fingertips. Run your fingertips over your hips for me and lightly trace them down the length of your cock. Do that for me now. Run your fingers lightly over your hips and cock. Feel the places where your fingers make contact. There's a trail of tingles that run through your body and mind. A soft touch. A slow burn. Don't hurry. Go slowly for me. And while you concentrate on those feelings, on that desire that slowly starts to simmer inside you, concentrate on my words, because I'm going to tell you a story. And this story will unfold throughout your imagination as though you were living it. My bedroom is bright and calm, in serene shades of pale blue and white. The queen-sized bed, draped in soft, thick blankets, has pride of place in the center of the room, with a white vanity table and a full-length mirror standing opposite the window. The room is peaceful, but you know with absolute certainty that peace is the last thing you will be experiencing today. I rarely allow you into my bedroom, but when I do, you know that something unusual is going to happen. Smiling wickedly, I gesture for you to sit on the bed, as I turn away to open a drawer, giving you plenty of opportunity to admire my form, dressed in figure-hugging satin and lace. And as I turn back to you, you notice that I have something in my hands. And your heart seems to skip a beat. You know what it is. I had threatened you with it only a week previously. The latex hood in my hands is completely black, an inflation pump clearly visible in the back, and the wide, rigid tube at the mouth are the only features. Your mouth goes dry as I hand it to you with the soft instruction to pull it on. You take the latex hood from me, your hands shaking just a little, and stretch the neck of the hood as wide as you can to pull it down over your head. The clinging latex is difficult to position. The rigid tube pressing hard into your face before you can pull it into place and settle it in your mouth. Darkness closes in on you, and a slight feeling of panic wells up in your chest as your vision is obscured. Your jaw forced open and your nose closed off for breathing. You sit for a moment, overwhelmed by the sensation, wriggling your tongue in the rigid tube, the only part of your mouth now able to move freely, and pushing your tongue against the tube to push it as far out of your mouth as you can. You feel me climb up behind you on the bed now, touching your wrists to let you know that I'm there. And then you feel the cold bite of metal encircle them as a pair of solid handcuffs lock you in position with your hands behind your back. The panic pulses through you again as you realize that you are now completely unable to remove the latex hood, and the feelings of helplessness cause an incredible spike of arousal to rush straight to your cock. As you ride out the feelings, you hear a loud whooshing noise which startles you for a moment before you realize that I am inflating the hood around your head. For a moment, you don't notice any difference, but gradually, you become aware of a tightness growing across your face, a slight pressure building around your skull. As the pressure increases, so too does your arousal, and you find yourself longing to stroke your cock, to thrust against something warm and soft and moist. But I'm not done with you yet. The building pressure forces the tube deeper into your mouth, and you find, to your intense embarrassment, that you can't stop yourself drooling as you wriggle your tongue uselessly within the tube. Your pleas for contact turning to incomprehensible noises with your mouth stretched so wide. You pull against the handcuffs, but there is no give to them. You are completely trapped, completely at my mercy, as with a final squeeze of the pump, I seal it off to leave you compressed, stretched, and vulnerable within the hood. My hand on your chest startles you as I push you forcefully backward to lie flat. Your hands and arms uncomfortably restricted beneath you. But a moment later, a cold sensation against the head of your cock wipes all other thought from your mind as you recognize the feeling of lubricant against your heated flesh. My delicate fingers trace patterns up and down your cock, spreading the lubricant as you breathe heavily, wondering what I have planned for you. Another shock jolts you as you feel the sudden pressure of my fingers against your exposed tongue, and I pinch it, pulling it out as far as it will go as my fist closes around your cock and begins to slowly move. The sensations racing through your body are that much more intense for your lack of control. Your cock so hard and heavy with desire as you thrust up into my hand, desperate for more sensation. With no warning, I release your tongue and clamp my hand over the tube, cutting off your oxygen. And as you gasp for air, the relentless latex presses in against your face, overwhelming you completely. You feel your heartbeat increase, the blood rushing through your ears, your hips mindlessly thrusting without your consent, and then sweet oxygen rushes back into your lungs, and you pant wildly, drool flowing freely from your open mouth to pool in the tube. My hand on your cock squeezes hard to regain your attention, and you feel yourself, somehow, on the very edge of orgasm, without understanding quite how you got there. Your body tense, your nerves singing, your muscles clenched in anticipation, but my hand loosens around you, slowing, bringing you down, not allowing you the release you so desperately crave. Stroking slowly until your breathing comes back to normal. I stroke one hand down your chest, reassuring and kind, soothing your frayed nerves. And then the harsh pressure returns, the hand once again clamping down over the tube, cutting off your air supply as I squeeze your cock roughly, jerking it hard and fast as you arch into the sensation, thrusting mindlessly. You try in vain to pull air into your lungs, your head swimming, lights popping in the darkness of your mind harder and faster, and your whole body tenses, your hips rise, and a desperate wail catches somewhere in your throat with no place to go. And as I pull my hand away again, allowing the air to rush into your lungs, I twist my hand harshly against your cock, and the sensation overwhelms you, sparking a reaction deep within your core. Your muscles clench almost painfully as the incredible feelings of need and want and fear and lust race through you, burning a path through your veins as you fill my fist with molten white heat. And you feel your muscles go slack, relaxed, sated. And in your mind now, you can allow this scene to fade to darkness as you relax completely, knowing that you are safe and unharmed. In a moment, the music will end, and when it does, you will return to full consciousness, feeling wonderfully refreshed and alert, completely content, and ready to go on with your day.